Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Like many of you, my wife and I are quite naturally house proud, and very often we back in our armchairs and talk over the improvements we'd like to make in the home. Not big jobs, but little things like repairing the springs in those bloomin' armchairs before they do us a mischief. But when Captain Povey's at home, he's never even allowed to sit in an armchair unless Mrs. Povey's away, as she is today.
Fireman's Bucket and Bell, landlord speaking.
Oh, well, good evening. Now, listen, Sidney. When you close, I want you to bring up a couple of bottles of scotch and a couple of bottles of gin to my place and bring all the lads.
Hey, come up to your place? Are you cuckoo? Your old woman never let us in. She'd probably have us all arrested.
No. It's all right. She's away for the weekend. She's in town with her sister. They've gone to some efficiency exhibition, I believe.
Oh, they have they? Aren't you the lucky boy, Henry? I'll bet you're even having a crafty butcher's at the old telly then.
Not yet, but I'm just going to.
When the cat's away. We've never been inside your place before. Back when your old woman's there, half of us wouldn't even dare walk past it.
I know how you feel. Well, see you later, Sidney.
Okie doke.
Povey's giving a party. Povey's giving a party. Now then, let's see what's on the television. Oh, this is the life. Have another glass of sherry, Henry. Thank you, Henry. As you found the key to the sideboard, I will. Oh, Lord, just my luck, commercials.
And now, Mrs. Chambers, you see here two piles of your laundry. One was washed in fizz, and the other in another well-known washing product. I want you to examine them both and tell me which of your two piles of laundry is washed the best.
Neither of them.
Neither of them?
No. What have you been up to? This isn't my flaming laundry at all.
Please, ma'am, we're on television.
Now, look here, young man. What have you done with my smalls?
I can't stand much more of this.
Whatever you are, whatever you are doing, stop it at once, whatever it is.
Oh, no. I'm here, my love.
Henry Purvey, why are you lounging about in one of the armchairs my dear mother gave me? If you had to sneak in here because I was away, why didn't you bring in your little kitchen stool to sit on?
I'm sorry, my love. I meant...
No, be quiet, Henry. I'm busy. Uh-huh. Just as I thought, the set is warm. You know perfectly well you do not look at television unless I have been through the programs and vetted them first. I'm not having you getting all hot under the collar and drooling at those dancing girls again, if I can help it.
But you're mistaken, my love. You're much prettier than any of the dancing girls.
Yes, I realize that. Well, there'll be no more of this nonsense. My sister and I have learned a thing or two at this efficiency exhibition.
Oh, dear.
And we'll soon sort you out. After what we've seen, we've decided that you are incompetent, ineffectual, and inefficient. Phone, Henry.
Hey, just going, my love. Hello, Captain Povey here.
Dockyard here, sir. We thought you ought to know, sir. The spare wheel of the Admiral's car just fell in water, sir.
Spare wheel up? Well, what's this to do with me?
Well, the rest of his car was still attached to it, sir.
What? The Admiral wasn't in it.
Oh, no, sir. But he saw the lorry hit it.
Lorry?
Yes, sir. When the office block fell on it, it must have knocked the lorry's brake off.
Yes, I suppose. Do you mean an office block has collapsed onto the dock?
Not exactly, sir. The dock's gone, too.
Good grief, man. How can a dock go?
HMS Trout Bridge hit it, sir.
Oh. I might have known. I'll be down first thing. Goodbye.
I heard that, Henry Purvey. Another of your little tricks to get out of staying at home and help in mangling, I suppose.
Oh, no, my love. You know how I love cranking that big wheel round and round and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my dear.
Shove ain't the cup.
Open the door, Povey.
Well, Mr. Phillips, does the damage look any less by daylight?
Well, yes, sir. I rather think... No. No, it doesn't. No, it looks worse.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips, sir. I'd never have thought one little frigate could have done in so much in just one go.
Oh, it was nothing, Chief. Anyone in my place could... Now, look here. I'm just about fed up with taking the can back every time. You can't say this little lot was Leslie's fault. I got us through the harbour entrance all right, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Mind you, I had my hands over my eyes at the time.
And I did a left hand down a bit round the marker buoy, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Oh, you did indeed, sir. Of course. You didn't tell me to take it off, so I went round the flaming thing twice.
Well, never mind. After that, I changed down, sounded my hooter, gave the correct hand signal, and when we reached the docks, I dropped anchor, didn't I?
Oh, yes.
Well, there you are. What else could I have done?
Stop the engine, sir.
Well, I don't see that would have made the slightest... Oh. Oh, lummy. Well, who did stop them, then?
Not who, sir. What? Yeah, and after it had been bashed into the drink, we got the Admiral's car wrapped round our screw.
Oh, nasty. So that's what that mincing metal noise was.
Yes. What did you think it was? Somebody eating a saucepan?
I say, sir, I'd just be looking at all the jagged bits jutting out from where the dock used to be.
And?
Then I looked at all the dents on our sides. You know, it's amazing, isn't it?
What is?
They fit. No, honestly, they might almost have been tailor-made.
They were, sir. And you're the tailor.
Oh, lummy, yes. I suppose I am.
In, out, in, out, in, out.
Who did that?
Bridge number one here.
Crane lookout here, sir.
Who?
Able Seaman Goldstein, sir. Not that anyone cares, but when Mr. Phillips did his large economy-sized boomsa-daisy last night, I got whipped off me perch by a crane.
Good heavens, you all right?
With due respect, sir, would you have been if you'd been hanging upside down with a crane hook stuck in your bell-bottoms all night?
No, I suppose... just a minute, Goldstein, if you're up a crane... How are you still able to talk to us?
Well, don't think I want to, but me equipment came too.
I can see him, sir. Look, he's suspended just above his lookout position.
I heard that, and I'd be obliged if you'd tell Mr. Phillips to stop waving, because I'm not going to wave back. If he wants to wave to somebody, tell him to wave to old Thunder Guts.
What? Where?
He's coming up on the starboard side in a rowing boat, sir. That's him, hollering at the rating who's doing all the rowing.
Oh, law, so it is. Stay where you are, Goldstein. We'll sort you out in a minute.
Thanks very much. I was hoping you might, because these bell-bottoms aren't going to last much long.
Quick, Chief. Stand by to help Captain Povey aboard.
I help Thundercats? Permission to apply for urgent compassionate leave, sir?
Certainly not.
But it's my dear old white-haired mother, sir. She's been struck down again with the twinging screws. Yes, sir. They caught her in a vice-like grip. Just as she was going in the...
No, Chief.
Ahoy there, number one. I'm coming aboard.
Over here, sir. This way up, please. No need for a ladder, sir. Just put your feet in the dents.
Well, give me a hand.
Righto, sir. Up you come, sir. Next, you're on here.
Welcome aboard, sir.
I'm afraid we've had a slight accident.
We've been hit by a dock.
I know what you've done, all right, and I intend to...
You good grief, what's that man doing up there on that crane? Hey, you, what are you doing?
I'm the lookout, sir, and I didn't.
Didn't what?
Look out.
Get him down, somebody.
Oh, we intend to, sir, sometime.
Yeah, you've really done the lot this time, gentlemen. Every one of you is... Incompetent, ineffectual, and inefficient.
Oh, you're too kind, sir. Jolly nice. Could I have compassionate leave, sir? My dear old white-haired mother is stuck halfway in the...
Well, that's a flaming liberty.
Are you mad? I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you lot. I'm going to call in a second opinion. Now, Admiralty have had some of these efficiency experts speeding things up in certain departments. I'm going to ask them to put one aboard Trutbridge.
I've got a sneaking suspicion I'm not going to like him very much.
I've every hope that you won't. Now, I'm going back to my office to see if it can be arranged. Now, start tidying up the ship as best you can, and for goodness sake, get that man down from that crane.
One man had to scrub, the deck, boys. One man made him scrub, and he's a pain in the neck, boys. One man went to scrub,
That's so. Brushing up your knowledge of the decks, are you?
Oh, ha ha, blooming ha. Oh, thank you not to titter at the done rotten boy. Oh, you haven't had a minute's peace since this efficiency bloke come aboard.
Yeah, I must admit the Pertwee's none too partial to Mr. Honorable R. Greaves himself. Well, he's liable to find out something and Pertwee will get rumbled.
That'll be the day, that will. It'll be the same day that elephants fly.
Very laughable, my fat, floppy friend. But listen to me, Honorable R. Greaves hung around the store so much yesterday. I expected a couple of elephants to get airborne any time. Yeah, and you'd have been one of them, you oversized, obnoxious horror. Here, watch it. Here comes Honorable Hargreaves again. Get scrubbing.
Morning. I'm checking ratings duties.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Hargreaves.
What's this large one doing?
Two jobs at once. I'm wearing out a scrubbing brush and me knees at the same time.
Excellent, but can be improved. Galley overworked, so have brought knives to be sharpened.
Eh?
Efficiency is thing. Tie scrubbing brushes to feet, then hands free to sharpen knives whilst feet scrub deck.
A very good idea, sir. Yeah, lovely, lovely, sir, Mr. Hargreaves. What about his head, sir? Oh, it seems a pity to let his head go to waste.
Man after my own heart. Tie mop to head, and then can polish inside of ship's bell above at same time.
Yeah, well done, sir. I can't wait to see it. Right, off you go, Pato. Off you go. Cha-cha-cha with the feet. To and fro and up and down with the hands. Nodding your head backwards and forwards at the same time.
Not like me. I'll unscrew myself and fall apart.
Don't worry, son. If you do, we'll pick up the bits. So off you go laughing. With the one, and the two, and the one, two, three. Lovely. Yes. A lovely band, sir, isn't it? Would you care for an excuse, me, Mr. Arthur?
Certainly not. Other work to do. Next job is inspection of saws.
Oh, well, in that case, sir, don't let us keep you... Help! Saws.
And most anxious, avoid further nautical disasters. Feel if you concentrate on bridge duties and are relieved of store duties, this may assist.
I do wish you'd stop talking like a telegram,
sir. Wasted words are wasted time. As from today, you will no longer be in charge of stores.
No longer in charge of... What's the matter with you, Giggle Niggle?
I think an elephant just flew past.
Just you belt that, Johnson. Let's all belt that. Concentrate on your scrub, scrape and clank.
That's it. Concentration means efficiency. Don't let up for a minute.
I don't intend to, sir. Good. Not until I've got those tools back. Sir Carver, that's what it is. The diabolical, dirty, dodgy, disaster little Carver. None of those words are wasted.
Well, Mr. Phillips, as I said of other unwelcome visitors aboard Troutbridge, he's got to go. Well, it's just possible he may, sir.
Don't forget we're sailing on an exercise tomorrow.
Well, so what? That'll be just his cup of tea.
It won't, you know. I found out he even gets seasick watching his little loofah floating in the bath.
Really? Oh, what a shame. Well, gracious, what was that?
I don't know, sir. It seems to be coming from above us. It's been happening all day.
Well, hang on, I'll see if Goldstein can see what it is.
Starboard, look out here, sir.
Goldstein, can you see anybody running about on the bridge roof?
No, sir.
Oh, right.
There it goes again, sir.
I'll try the port lookout.
Port lookout here, sir.
Oh, Ginger, can you... Goldstein?
Yes, sir.
Goldstein, what's going on? You're supposed to be starboard lookout.
I am, sir. And thanks to Mr. Horrible Hargreaves, I'm port lookout as well.
Lummy, all that pitter-pat, pitter-pat on the roof must have been Goldstein nipping from one side to the other, sir.
Goldstein, why didn't you say it was you when I asked you if you could see anyone nipping about on the roof?
Because I wasn't then. Oh, excuse me, I'm wanted.
Hello, hello. Oh, really? Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here again, sir. And it was me that time.
Goldstein, for goodness sake, stay still. You'll be through the ceiling in a minute.
Then you'd better sort it out with Mr. Horrible Hargreaves, sir. It was his daft idea, not mine.
That man is a menace.
Well, he won't be after today, sir.
Well, he may be. My bet is he'll be waiting to come aboard again the moment we get back.
Yes, you could be, Oh, it wouldn't be fair, sir. Oh, I'm ashamed of you, Leslie.
I suppose Leslie wouldn't care to tell Stephen what all this sniggering and snorting's about.
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir. It was just an idea I had, sir. It suddenly struck me...
Mr. Phillips, something else will strike you in a minute.
Oh, sorry, pardon again, sir. I was thinking... Now, supposing we were to take Horrible Hargreaves with us, sir, a few tight left-hand down-a-bits, and a bash about in some choppy water, or to put him off us for good, sir.
Oh, yes. Delicious. Well, it won't work, though. He'd never agree.
That's the point, sir. Supposing he didn't know. I mean, we could hold a sort of a goodbye party for him in the wardroom and work the visitor to the wardroom routine on him.
Well, you mean take it in turns to buy him drinks and then get called away so that he gets gallons and we only have a couple each?
Exactly, sir. Now, look, I'll start him off with a couple of stiff ones, then you can call me away and take over. Then Captain, Lieutenant Commander Stanton, can take over then, and I'll come back and buy him another one until he's at... Well, now, come along, Mr. Horrible. How about another quick Hargreaves? I mean, have another quick Horrible. have another horribly quick one, Mr. Drinkup.
Charmed, but my turn.
No, of course it isn't. You're the honor of guests. Same again.
Delighted. Hold one moment. Captain approaching.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Hello, Lieutenant Can't Stand a Munton.
Oh, don't fight it, old fruit. Has he had enough yet?
No. But I think I have.
So have I.
Oh, hard luck. It's your turn.
Yes,
sir. What are you two talking about?
Oh, nothing, old telegram. What are you having? What?
He's having the same again, sir.
Is it?
Cheerio. I think I'm wanted elsewhere.
Must think of leaving also. Must get ashore before ship sails.
Oh, no, old Chinaman. I want to talk to you. Same again.
Charmed.
Cheers.
I see, sir. Join me for excusing you.
Oh, certainly, number one. Oh, cough drop. Here. Excuse me, old Horrible. I'm wanted. See you later, if not sooner.
Same again, Mr. Hargreaves?
Oh, no. I really must be going.
Oh, nonsense. With all due respect, you're in no condition to go walkies.
I beg your pardon.
Well, all right, but you have far too much.
Ridiculous. I'm sober as judge. Have only been drinking lime juice.
Lime juice?
And that's what I ordered first from Phillips. Since then, you've all said the same again.
Good gracious, I thought you were holding it jolly well.
Must go. See you on your return. Goodbye.
No, wait. We wanted you to come too.
Goodbye.
We want...
Oh, bother.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Chief?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Urgent signal from Captain Povey. Sir.
Thank you, Chief. Just a minute. Why are you, Tiddly? You haven't been doing the visitor to the wardroom routine.
No, sir. No, we've been doing the visitor to the CPO Smith's routine.
Who was the visitor?
I'm happy to say, sir. Me.
Congratulations. Now, what's the signal? Oh, boy, that's one of the Tornet. We have to sail immediately.
What's that?
They want us out of this dock at once. There's another destroyer coming in for refueling. She's ahead of time. We have to put sea at once.
See what? Compassionate leave, sir. Martina was her mother still halfway.
She will have to stay there.
But, sir, signs in the state we're in. Mr. Phillips will his everything. He'll his everything between here and China.
Don't argue, Chief. Up on the bridge.
Left hand now, a bit.
Left hand now, a bit. It's a song.
Chief, I did not order a...
I'm sorry, Father, I'm sorry.
Steady of that through the harbour entrance, Chief.
Steady that through the harbour entrance, sir. Tell me, sir, we're through.
Very odd. We've never done that before. We've got out without hitting a thing.
Well, it's simple, sir. Before this, we've always tried to do it sober.
Yes, of course. You chap. You hear a sort of tinkling, Roy.
Tinkling, sir?
Tinkling.
It sounds like a bell, sir.
Yes, are ringing for me, my God.
Tell me, I know what it says. I know what it... Patso! Patso! You polishing great portmanteau. Oh, before you wear the bell out, I'll scrub your way through to the next step.
Oh, thank goodness. Nobody ever told me to stop polishing. Oh, I feel like a jelly that wouldn't set.
I wonder what the cook will say about his knife, sir. Johnson sharpened it all right. He's only got the handle left.
And even that's point, sir.
What's the matter with you, sir? I was still thinking. I can't help feeling sorry for poor Mr... Horrible R. Greaves. After all that lime juice, he is going to feel shocking in the morning.
Come into my office, Admiral. I trust you're pleased after your inspection of the repaired docks.
Think I know someone who can repair clocks? Why should I? Well, who cares? Nothing ever happens on time here anywhere.
Oh, it does now, sir. Ever since I had that efficiency expert brought in, he speeded everything up. Hasn't he, Ben Chasen?
No, he's done that all right.
Have you finished typing that report yet?
Well, I've only a couple of pages left, sir. Shan't be long.
Jumping flower pots, that typewriter's smoking.
All finished, sir.
You see, sir, efficiency, the thing here. But look, look, even Troutbridge is returning on time. A thing she's never done before. You don't know. No. She can't be back. They're the other destroyers still in her dock. Quick, sir. We must get down to the dock in your car. They've got to be stopped.
Left hand down a bit round the marker, boy.
Left hand down a bit round the marker, boy. For the second time. It is, sir.
Change down to second.
Change down to second. It is, sir.
You see, look. Isn't that the Admiral's new car building along to our dock?
Yes, sir, but it's not the new one. It's the one we sunk, done up again, sir.
Well, how do you know, Chief?
It's still got seawater dripping out of the boot, sir.
Sound the hooter.
Good gracious. Another destroyer still in our dock.
That's all right, sir. They're just sailing.
A good show. We'll come in behind them as they pull out. Now, put your arm out and give the slowing down signal, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, coming in now. Easy. Easy.
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, just a moment, sir. Please, dear. Easy. Ah, drop anchor, Chief.
Drop anchor, please, Mr. Phillips, sir. I think you...
Aye, there, Topbridge. Stop. You're coming in too fast. Stop.
Mr. Phillips, for goodness sake.
Out of the car and run for it, Admiral. Run for it.
Run for it? I'm not bashing my trotters at night. Pull me, you old fool. Run for it.
Everybody down. There goes the dock. And the office block. Now the lorry. And last of all... the Admiral's car, well and truly dunked.
And what was it you forgot, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, lummy. Stop engines.